attorney also recommends a permanent resident Cuban to file for naturalization because it would be better for mom's case. And the person has three questions. One, is mother bringing her child illegally to the U.S. to pursue a romantic relationship considered alien smuggling? Is the permanent resident paying smugglers to bring girlfriend and her child to the U.S. considered alien smuggling? How might that affect the permanent resident's naturalization process or his status as an LPR? If mother is subject to the alien smuggling ground of inadmissibility at the time of entry, is it prudent for mother to proceed with an I-601A without understanding it could be revoked at her IV appointment? Jody, you want to start?
Yeah, I'll take a crack at this one. I mean, sadly, I think that there probably are differences of opinion with respect to what would qualify as smuggling. But I can tell you certainly what the Department of State and what USCIS's position is going to be. Their position is going to be that not only did the mother engage in smuggling of the child, but they would also take the position that the LPR boyfriend engaged in a conspiracy to smuggle the mother and the child. So I think that if we're looking at the way that the questions are written out, I think CIS and Department of State would both decide that it was smuggling for the mother to have brought the child to the U.S. On question number two, it is probably going to be considered smuggling or conspiracy to smuggle on the part of the LPR. And the second part of the question is how will that affect his eligibility for naturalization? And certainly there are bars to naturalization for those that are lacking good moral character, which they could certainly use this as one of the reasons that they could say that he lacks good moral character, even though there's no conviction for smuggling. The other thing is that the smuggling ground of removability does not require a conviction. So if there is some admission to facts that that CIS believes would make out the elements of smuggling, I mean, the LPR could be at risk of getting put into removal proceedings, even though there's no conviction. And as to the third question about the I-601, I mean, that's a sort of a risky operation because there's no finding, obviously, yet that she's engaged in smuggling. But it's certainly within the realm of probability that immigration could find out about it and make their own determination about her not being eligible for the I-601. So, I mean, the question is worded a little bit funny in the sense that it's asking, should you file an I-601 without her understanding that it could be revoked? Absolutely not. She needs to understand that even if you do file a 601A and get past the 601A, and she needs to understand that at the consulate, there will be a lot more in-depth questions about how her child got to the United States. And that's more likely where it would actually come up that the waiver would be revoked, and she would be subjected to the smuggling ground of inadmissibility, and that's a problem because she would have to qualify for a separate waiver for alien smuggling, and I mean, given that it was her child that she brought, she could probably qualify for a waiver of alien smuggling. So there, I think that's where it ends up.
Anyone else want to comment on this case?
So the only thing that I would add is it might be also good to see when the LPR Cuban became an LPR and when the alien smuggling conduct happened, because my understanding is that if it happened more than 5 years after the last entry or admission to the United States, then they might not be able to charge him under that Section 237 for alien smuggling. So